age were you when you started drinking?
I would say it was about 17 and a half, 18, my mother's listening, actually. 17 and a half, I just sort of jumped in a wee bit quicker. But most people were drinking since they were, like, most of my friends were drinking since they were, like, 14, 15. So I thought it on quite well, hanging on to 17 and a half.
How would you describe your drinking habits?
Weekends, the odd school night, you know, like most people. My only problem was I was just too damn good at it. Drinking, you know, I'd have been the one still there at 2 o'clock in the morning and looking for a party, and then still there at 6 o'clock in the morning. And yeah, I was just too good at it. So I thought the hangovers were just getting a wee bit too much. So I'll give it up for a wee while.
Was that the thing with the hangovers? Did you just find that, I'm sure a lot of people, myself included, that, you know, sometimes you just have to take to the bed?
Take to the bed, that's it. Lying down there is probably the worst, like, but you can't help it. Sometimes you just take to the bed. And the older you get, I'm 34 now, the hangovers start to stretch on another day or two. You can go out on a Saturday night and it's Wednesday, you're still feeling a bit groggy.
And it limits what you can do, doesn't it? You know, just in terms of, you know, work or maybe heading out for a walk, or, you know, it does start to impact on life, doesn't it?
Oh, without a doubt, definitely. You just become a zombie for a day or two.
So how are you coping now then?
I'm coping great, and in great form, feeling well.
Do you think, will you ever drink again then? Or is this a temporary stoppage, or will you think this could be something you could live with for a while?
It's a wee bit early to say, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. But I'm feeling great without going out on weekends and without drinking. It could well happen.
And what's the reaction from your friends? Because we always hear about peer pressure when people go drinking, that their friends are drinking, so therefore it's easy to ask for the pint or to ask for the whiskey or whatever. How are you dealing with that? Are you just staying away from your friends?
No, that's the thing about it, because I'm doing a column in the Derry News. I'm still going out and I'm still socialising. I go into the bar, the worst thing's telling people that you're not drinking. Somebody offers you a pint, say I'm not drinking, they think there's something seriously wrong with you.
A lot of people say that, don't they? You could probably get on with it fine, but it's the reaction from other people. They think you're sick. If you're a woman, they think you're pregnant. You know, it is almost the reaction, isn't it, from everyone else that makes it harder?
Oh, definitely. At the start, I thought I had to lie about it. You know, I'm on antibiotics, I'm pretty sick, and people thought that was easier to handle, that you're pretty sick and you're not just off drink.
And do people think he's off drink because he had a big problem with drink?
People suppose that's a reaction from some people too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could be.
Yeah. What about your mother? She's delighted.
Oh, she's delighted, yeah. She's loving it. She's loving it.
And do you have more money in your pocket?
Definitely, yeah. Definitely. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say I'm loaded or anything. Yeah. But yeah, definitely you can notice extra few quid in your pocket.
And you're still socialising regardless. Is it harder though? Are people harder to listen to maybe, or?
I would say people are harder to listen to. Yeah, it sort of gets to a cut-off point. I'd say from 11 o'clock onwards, that's when people start repeating themselves about 10 times. Mm-hmm. And you have to still seem interested.
And do you have a cut-off point for this experiment? Have you any idea how long you're going to continue?
Well, I'm doing it for 3 months.
Okay.
I'm calling it the 3 months Total Sobriety Chronicles.
Oh, lovely.
So, yeah.
And at the end of those 3 months, are you going to be breaking out, as they say?
I don't know. I was in the pub the other night, and everybody still asked you, do you want a pint? And the local bar owner, he says, you should just tell him, put it in the keg for Christmas. I could drink for the whole of December for free. But then I don't want to be doing that.
No, you definitely don't. Everything in moderation,
exactly,
obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, just finally, Fintan, that's the thing. You have kind of public accountability because of your column. You know, so that's going to keep you on the right track, isn't it?
Oh, it keeps you focused, definitely. Yeah, yeah. I'm enjoying doing the column too. It's nice. But the whole thing about it is I don't want to seem preachy in it, you know. Mm-hmm. People can make up their own minds. Everybody knows the effects of alcohol and that. I don't
definitely
want to be